Hey, this is Paul Kondo. This is the Podcast Gumbo Podcast, and I've got a rhetorical question for you. Are you like me and find those things we call national days like Cheeseball Day or worse, Moldy Cheese Day amusing? Yeah, me too. So each week, I'll have one of my podcast friends challenge me to find an episode related to one of those days, and I'll be releasing it on the actual day it occurs. So let's get to it. What is today's national day?
Hey, Paul. It's Morgan, and from what I hear, February 12th is Lost Penny Day. I know a lot of people see change as useless, but fun fact, when I was a kid, I actually used to collect coins. Get ready because I have a terrible pun, and I'm excited for your recommendation. Penny for your thoughts?
As Morgan said, today is National Lost Penny Day, and yes, that was a terrible pun, but it's too late to change it now. Wow, that's terrible as well. Sorry. In any case, I'm guessing that you're guessing that this day is for digging up all that lost change in your sofa. And you'd be right, at least partially. This day is a special one, especially if a lot of you celebrate it, because it's not just about finding long-lost silver and copper. It's what you do with it. To celebrate, take all that money that you clearly were not missing and donate it to a charity. Let us all know by using the Lost Penny Day hashtag. Today's recommendation about this day is from the Sounds Good podcast with Brendan Harvey. In this interview, Brendan interviews Scott Harrison, the founder of Charity Water. Charity Water's goal is to bring clean and safe drinking water to people in developing countries. But their strategy is much different than most charities. And Scott's backstory is about as different as one can get from most people, let alone charity founders. I got to see Scott Harrison speak in person, and it's the most powerful keynote I have ever seen. Do yourself some good and check out the keynote, which I'll link to in the show notes. Today's guest is Morgan Jaffe, host of the Burst Your Bubble podcast. If you missed it, yesterday's episode was for National Make a Friend Day. Today, it should be National Lose a Friend Day, because after listening to my first episode of Morgan's show, I almost unfriended her. The reason? Morgan's podcast is about dissecting and discussing the stereotypes, ignorance, bigotry, and hatred that can be in all types of media and not just accepting them. And she went after one of my favorite films, Clueless. That's not to say she wasn't right, but I told her if she made an episode about The Princess Bride, our friendship was over. The last recommendation of the day comes from Morgan. As with most smart people, she loves the Dear Young Rocker podcast, and specifically the episode called The Battle of the Bands. This recommendation makes up for that terrible pun, as I also love this audio memoir, even though I wasn't a young bass-playing girl. As the podcast homepage immediately throws in your face, this is a podcast for the weirdos, the loners, the ugly ducklings. I think a lot of us can relate. Well, that wraps up this week's recommendations. For those inquiring, this episode was recorded in my closet. Do I have anything else to add? Nope. You are free to go. As always, take a look at the show notes for links to all the podcasts mentioned in this episode, as well as other life-altering information. To make it easy for you, there's also a link to a podcast playlist that will contain all the episodes ever mentioned in the show. See you next week sometime for another round of recommendations. Are you still listening? Do you still want more podcast goodness? If so, get on over to podcastgumbo.com and subscribe to my newsletter today.